Paul Ramo here in the studios. We have some special guests from Pioneer Public Television. Dana Conroy, she's the producer of Postcards. Ben Dempsey and Christopher Gietzke are the videographers, editors?
Both, yep.
Both, okay. And also we have Karina Kells in here. Karina does conceptual photography. Postcards won an Emmy about Karina's story, and we'll talk to Karina here in a little bit too. And she brought a little guest with her, Karina did. What are you holding there, Karina?
My dog.
Yeah, it's a little dog, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a miniature dachshund.
A miniature dachshund. Yeah. All right. What's her name or his name?
Lady.
Lady. Okay, Lady's a little sleepy right now. That's good. Yeah. All right, Dana, of course. Dana Conroy is the producer of Emmy Award-winning show on Pioneer Public Television called Postcards. And Ben Dempsey and Christopher Gietzke are the work with Dana and are, like I said, videographers. Congratulations on your Emmys.
Thank you.
So how many Emmys did Pioneer win this year, Dana?
This year we won 3 Emmy Awards at the award ceremony, and we have 12 now total.
So 12 Emmys from the Midwest, Upper Midwest chapter, 12 Emmys for Pioneer Public Television since 2013. That's awesome. You guys get excited about Emmy Award night and stuff? You guys get dressed up. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, my wife, Krishana, and I, we call it adult prom because we get dressed up every year and get our pictures taken. And yeah, it's a fun night just to relax. And
Where did they have that at, the award ceremony for the Emmys in Minnesota, Upper Midwest?
It's different every year. They've had it at the State Theater, the Twin Stadium. Oh, okay. They've had it at the Radisson Blue, and this year it was at Mystic Lake Casino.
Okay, good. So you won 2 Emmys for Postcards. First, maybe tell our listeners that aren't familiar with Postcards what that program is about. Dana?
Postcards?
Yeah, what's Postcards about?
Postcards is our local series, and it features stories from outstate Minnesota, basically. They're stories about art, history, and cultural heritage.
Okay. And you've won how many Emmys for Postcards over the years?
11 of the 12 are Postcards-related stories.
That's awesome. Great. So that means you guys must be doing something good then, right, Ben?
Getting lucky, at least.
talk about one of your... We have Karina Kells in here because your story you did on Karina won an Emmy this year. So let's introduce Karina here and talk about that a little bit. Hi, Karina. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right. Were you surprised or shocked or when you heard that you won an Emmy on your story?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked.
Yeah, let's tell our listeners a little bit about you, Karina, and your photography. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I do conceptual photography, which is like what you would call storytelling photography, where I do most of mine of mental health and addiction with my storytelling photography. And I've been doing that probably for 3 years, I would say. Maybe 4 years, but 2-3 years where people have known more about my photography. And yeah, I didn't even know that it was nominated. I don't think for a little bit. I can't remember how I found out if it was Dana, but it took a little bit. I didn't know that, like, I don't think I even knew something like that happened. I know.
Well, her story, Dana, must have resonated with whoever votes on the Emmys, or how does that process work?
There's a panel of judges from a different part of the United States. This year, I'm not sure which part they were from, but they vote on the story on a point system in different categories, and to get an Emmy, you have to have above a certain amount of points.
Okay. So they view the Karina's story, and they marked it high then. October is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so that kind of just fits in what we're talking about here, Tim, about your work, Karina, right?
Yep.
So how can people take a look at your pictures? Do you have a website or Facebook page?
I just have a Facebook page right now. I do also have a shop on Main Street in Dawson as well, that I have my work up on the walls too. So
when you do a photo shoot, Karina, how does that, what do you look for? What do you try to portray or tell in your photos that you take?
Emotion mostly. It kind of depends on what type of story I'm trying to portray. Mm-hmm. So if it's like, I don't know, like
depression,
then it is a different type of shoot.
Yep.
Than say
I saw a couple of your pictures last night. You've got it was a picture of you on a sitting on a mattress headless.
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
That one is pretty universal. Mm-hmm. That one can be used for a lot of different things just because it is like headless.
Yeah.
So it can be used for like depression, mental illness, abuse, sexual assault, mm-hmm. like lots of different things where you feel like you're losing your mind. So technically like the headless, and then like you're out in the middle of nowhere by yourself.
Okay.
So you also feel like you're alone. Okay. So like that's kind of the way like I look at things like that. So it's like a lot of things, little things put together that I don't know that everybody looks at it exactly like that, but that's kind of how I try to portray those things.
So. When a postcard crew came out to your place to shoot that day, how'd it go? Tell us a little bit about that day of production.
Well, first, I just want to say, if you haven't seen Karina's work, you definitely should. It's like impossible not to have a reaction to it when you see it. It's pretty impressive. I'm very impressed by it.
Very powerful photos.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. But on the day, we did an interview with her, and she had a shoot lined up. And if you see the segment, you can kind of see like the behind the scenes of how she puts a picture together. And it was just a lot of fun. We paddled around. It was a good time.
Yeah, it's a well done portrayed. And Chris, you did a lot of the video of the shoot out at Karina's place. Where was that out at Karina's place?
Yeah.
Okay. The shoot was, but actually for that one, I was back in the edit bay still, so I wasn't actually there on the shoot.
Okay,
for this one. I have seen the story, of course, and bits and pieces.
So you did the editing of it.
That was Ben as well in this one. Ben and I divide up the show, so this one was mostly his work, but...
But I couldn't have done it without the inspiration of Chris.
So Chris is a part of this then, right?
I was there, Paul.
Okay, you were there. Okay. All right.
Well, the team too.
Yep, you guys are a great team. Okay. Well, talk a little bit about the other Emmy that you won. What was that about, Dana?
It's a segment about an ethnobotanist. Her name is Linda Black Elk. She teaches native scientists and shows how to make plants into medicines, basically. So she taught a class, and we did a segment on the class that she taught.
All right. Now, you go, what season are you in? How long have you been doing this, Dana, at Postcards?
I started back in about 9 years ago, and the first season that I produced was season 3. So I arrived before season 3,
okay,
and now we're on season 11.
All right. And you still get fired up going out on doing shoots and finding people to tell their stories, right?
Yeah, it's the greatest job in the state, I think.
Yep.
The world.
Yeah, in the world. Okay. Hey, speaking of world, you guys are world travelers. Tell us a little bit about Chris. You were with him, right?
I was this time when we went over to Norway and Sweden for production a week.
Okay, what was the story about over there? We'll be seeing it in the upcoming
Yeah, so we're doing a story on the Hardanger fiddle, which is a Norwegian folk instrument. And the story is based around an artist named Olaf, and he takes us around Norway to meet the people that make the fiddles, the people that paint the fiddles, the people that play the fiddles, and then the dancers that dance to the music, because the Hardanger fiddle is actually designed to be kind of a partnership between dancers and musicians.
All right, and Chris and Ben are the videographers. I saw your pictures. The scenery was amazing, wasn't it, Chris?
Oh, it's beautiful over there. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
Yep. So how long are you over in Norway and Sweden?
Seven days.
7 days. So you worked hard all 7 days, right?
Oh, we did. We spent a lot of time driving around, which it's fortunate that the country is so beautiful because, I mean, there wasn't, it was never boring.
Okay.
It was never boring.
We didn't sleep a lot, though.
Yeah, and then you just got back from the Black Hills with a shoot, too, huh?
Yeah.
What was that about?
We're doing a documentary about Native American horse regalia and the reemergence of that in the tribes.
What is that exactly?
It is essentially decorating a horse.
Oh.
Have you seen what the regalia they wear for powwows?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they have the same kind of dress for the horses.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to chat, Ben and Chris, when you're running a camera, your photography work is amazing, your camera work. should I stop? What are you looking for when you look through the lens? What do you look for? Do you take your direction from Dana since she's the producer or the director? Or?
That's the key, is to block her out completely.
No, I think especially over we've worked together for 6 years now, and I think we've gotten pretty good as a team at like understanding kind of what Dana's looking for in the show, and Ben and I have kind of developed our own creative eye to a point where we find some good compositions sometimes, and I think that's mostly what we're looking for, is something that's artistic, yet, I mean, it's documentary in nature, so.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own specialty shot that they do. Chris's is peeking out behind a doorway.
Peeking out what?
Peeking out behind a doorway. Oh. He just takes the camera and peeks out behind a doorway.
That makes me sound really creepy, so thank you for that.
What does Ben look for then, Dana?
What's your specialty shot?
I'm just a jack of all trades. That's what I'll throw a rack focus in every once in a while.
I mean, do you look for background? What do you look for? Does it matter?
Yeah, it does. Something that,
like, for instance, in Karina's shoots that you were, what were you looking to get
to
tell Karina's story here?
So for Karina,
tell them about how you did the three.
Yeah, so at Karina's
segment
specifically, I drew a lot of inspiration from her work, and so I did a shot where I cloned her, which took like three different shots, and then I had her stand in different spots, like, but the camera never moved. So then when I edited, it looked like she was in the same shot three times.
Right, she's coming out of the trees or the forest. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun, fun to do, and Karina was a good sport about it because it is time consuming.
Oh, it is. So,
it was a lot of fun. Was it? Yeah. I was really excited to see how it was turn out.
Yeah. How can people watch Karina's video, Emmy Award-winning video, story?
They can see it on YouTube, or they can go to pioneer.org/postcards, and it's in season 10. And, that's it.
Okay.
And it's on Facebook as well.
And it's on Facebook, okay. Yeah, you three have been, like Chris said, you've been together for a long time now. How long have you worked together, all three of you?
6 years.
Yeah, just over 6 years. Ben and I started at about the same time.
A month apart from each other.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys specifically just work on postcards at Pioneer?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's our main
right
thing, but we help with other productions as well if they need it. So.
And Dana, how long did you say you've been doing this? Since season three?
Yep.
Okay. And things have changed in your life. You're a wife and a mom now, so you got to kind of handle things a little different, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, things have changed a lot.
So you guys get along great working together, and it shows. I mean, you're winning Emmys. That's amazing. That's great. Did you bring the Emmys with you?
We did. We never leave home without them.
Karina, I saw a picture with you at the Emmy. You got to be excited about that, huh?
Yeah, I was really excited.
Yeah. Talk about your favorite picture, Karina. People can go on Facebook and look at it and stuff. What's one of your favorite pictures that you worked on? You have a favorite or not? She's thinking. We'll let her think for a minute here.
Yeah. Yeah, probably the headless one.
Okay.
The
one I mentioned earlier? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that one would probably be my favorite one.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, like, my addiction series one.
Okay.
That one, I feel like, seems to have a pretty big impact.
Yep.
I like that one a lot.
Okay, so where can people go see your photos again? On Facebook, or?
Yeah, on Facebook.
What do they type in, then?
Karina Kells Art and Photography.
Okay. And you can go to pioneer.org and pick up on all the postcards episodes, huh?
Yeah,
that is correct.
So what are you guys working on this year? Can you tell us? Or is it top secret? It's top secret, huh?
We have a couple stories from the Madison area, actually.
Oh, good.
We're featuring a history story about Carlisle Larson.
Oh, nice.
And another history story about
Don
Huseby.
Oh, Don Huseby, yeah. Awesome. That's coming up on this next season of Postcards.
Season 11.
Season 11. Will the Norway-Sweden one be on that, too?
Yeah, it will.
All right.
It's going to be a big season.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in. I appreciate it. Karina, thanks for bringing you and...
And Lainey.
Man, she's still sleeping, the dog there.
That's amazing.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on the Emmys, and keep it going, right?
That's the hope.
We'll certainly try.
All right. There we go. That's Karina Kells from... conceptual artist here in the Dawson area, and Dana Conroy, producer of Postcards, along with Ben Dempsey and Christopher Gietzke. Videographer, editor. Is that right?
That's right.
Yep.
I got it right. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.